The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
So what's good, everybody? It is Friday, January 7th. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports. My apologies for being a little bit late this morning. We have some tech issues. They are all ironed out. Coming off a kind of a ho-hum Wednesday. It wasn't great. Wasn't horrible. It just kind of was what it was. We hit one half of the underdog play of the day. Of course, Alabama continues to slay the hockey as a no-sweat Predators victory last night. And the gym didn't hit for the first time in several days. All right, onward, upward. Let's bring in the stars of the show today because we're set for a huge weekend in sports. First and foremost, right next to me, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level where Chief is loving the snow, but 3,000 miles away, Mikey, John Rahm, he's up 8. After the first round, that had to taste good.
That tastes very good. What could go wrong, as we like to say on Twitter sometimes? But yeah, John Rahm, 8-stroke lead over Justin Thomas. Love to see Justin Thomas there last on the leaderboard. Don't expect that to remain that way over the next 3 rounds, but definitely feeling pretty good with an 8-shot lead headed into day 2.
Yeah, you better believe if you're looking at some round 2 head-to-heads, I might look at Justin Thomas today because I think he's going to be fired up. And when he does that, he tends to do this, go very, very low. All right, live from New York City where, oh, we got all those text messages yesterday. Live mobile sports betting is right here in front of you, Jay Smooth.
Oh, man, Coach, I can't even tell you how excited I am for mobile betting to hit tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. I'm going to have all the apps open. New York customers getting deals from almost every sports book to start betting. It's going to be a glorious, glorious weekend.
Now, real quick, I saw on Twitter that, Mike, you said, well, I'm going to be spending a lot more time in the city now. But you're not going to hang out with Jay Smooth, though, when you're there, are you?
I mean, every like second visit, I'll have lunch.
There we go.
You can't have too much contact. Right. Oh, live. He is our rock. He is our anchor. He is our everything. Maestro. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, very exciting for New Yorkers and a lot of friends. I used to live up there. We're talking Caesars, FanDuel, DraftKings, and Rush Street Interactive. They got the go-ahead to start right away tomorrow. So only 4 books, but they're obviously going to be more on the way. I talked to a buddy. This guy, he's never happy. He's a curmudgeon. He's like, I still have to go to Jersey. I got 20 outs over there. I only got 4 outs here in New York.
Somebody's always going to complain. But this is a big domino to drop. New York is one of those states, if not the state, that once this happens, that everything else can just kind of trickle down. I can't wait for it to be 50 states within the next, hopefully the next 5 years, maybe.
We're at around 30 right now.
So we just need 20 more. How about California, where I'm sitting my butt right now? Let's do Cali. All right, let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. Now, the NFL, very precarious. Don't forget, 2 p.m. Eastern time this morning, right here on this YouTube channel. Me, Prop Stars Uncle Dave, will be chopping it all up. But where else are we looking this weekend in the NFL? Maestro?
Well, some unbelievable line movement that you only see in week 18 for the Cowboys Eagles. Cowboys opened -2. That got all the way up to -7. You had Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones saying you were playing to win. Everyone's going to play. And then Mike McCarthy comes out yesterday. Not only is Micah Parsons on the COVID list, but Anthony Brown, Tyron Smith, and other guys are sick but have not tested positive yet. Talking about Trayvon Diggs, Donovan Wilson, Tony Pollard is questionable. It's looking more and more like the Cowboys just need to get out of here healthy. This line is coming down, down to 4.5 right now. I still don't know how you could lay that, even though everyone says Dak and Zeke are going to start. I don't know how you could lay points with the way the Cowboys, with what's going on in their team right now.
You know what's going to happen, Maestro. We play the Cowboys, and then they go out there and play one series, and they go and grab the baseball cap and put it on, and we're screaming at the TV. That's what happens. That's what happens. That's why we stay away from this game. All right. We are all set for a big weekend. You name the sport, they're playing this weekend. So we need to get laser focused, especially college hoops. It can be very precarious right now, but I love on a Friday morning, get our energy up, laser focus. Here we go. M squared. You know the drill, son. Give it to me.
All right. College basketball. Georgetown is finally playing a basketball game again. They haven't played in over 3 weeks. Last time they played was December 18th. I like them, though. +2.5 is the number in the market today at home against Marquette. Key thing here is they are at home when they come off of this long break here. I think that the number is a little bit too short here. I make them -0.7. So basically a -1 favorite on their home floor. The sports line model makes them all the way up to -8. I think it's just a little bit of an overreaction to a team that hasn't played. Yes, it has been relatively popular to fade teams off of long COVID breaks, but at this point, we've seen such a sample of it that the lines are starting to get inflated the other way because they know people are going to be, the books are anticipating action on the other side, fading the team off of COVID. Look, I like Aminu Muhammad for Georgetown quite a bit, but what this game comes down to for Georgetown is I do project them to have a pretty big edge in terms of getting second chances in this, which is going to keep them in it. They're pretty decent at getting to the foul line as well. Add in the fact that they get to play on their home floor. And like I said, the worst I could do is make this game a pick 'em. So at +2.5, this team, I don't expect them to come out as flat as some of the others. Take Georgetown +2.5. And then my final note on it, I played this at 0.7 units. I did not play the full unit on it, but I played 0.7. Up to you guys how much you want to play on it. But for the full disclosure, 0.7 for me.
And that matters to some. And so you give it out. And that's why we love M squared, love college hoops today. Georgetown and a Friday. It just kind of goes together. Quick chat question for you, M squared, from Troy. He says, Coach, you think the Chiefs will play the starters the whole game or just play them a couple of series? Educate, please.
I would say the whole game, unless they are up by 3 full scores. If they're up 3 full scores midway through the fourth quarter, you'll see some more mixing in. One thing I would anticipate seeing a little bit, Darrell Williams, running back, I would expect to see Gore mix in an additional series or two in this one to keep him healthy since Edwards-Helaire is out. But yeah, they're going to play at least 3 full quarters.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mikey. All right, moving on. Jay Smooth, you are up next, and we're going to stick in the realm of college hoops. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, Coach. So first, I definitely like what Mike said, that COVID break has been basically priced into line. So don't think that you're going to go get value because the team hasn't been playing. Books are way ahead on that. If anything, I agree with Mike. Go the other way on it. But my pick today is going to be Xavier. I got it last night, -5. My sports line subs probably got a notification at 2 a.m. when I make my model plays. But this line just feels a little too small. I think it has been bouncing around in the last 20, 30 minutes. I actually saw it -4.5. It's now maybe -6 on FanDuel or DraftKings, and some books don't have it up right now. So going to see where it reopens. But I like it -5, -5.5, maybe -6. It's just a little too small. I make it -8. Xavier should be able to handle Butler. We saw Butler have a similar home game against Seton Hall where they got beat by about 15. This line's bigger. Xavier should be looking for a win in the conference. I don't see a reason that Xavier can't repeat what Seton Hall did. The Musketeers are going to be good and to go after that Villanova loss. They just got their second loss of the season. They should be looking to bounce back. So grab Xavier and lay the points.
Very good. Chat, my man TV says not sleeping pays off when it comes to Jay Smooth picks. Phone buzzes and we cash. Oh, man. I didn't know your brother watched the show. Crazy. All right. It is that time of the show, and I feel like I need somebody to tease me just a little bit. Maestro, the floor is yours.
Yeah, week 18 is so crazy in the NFL, so I'm going to do a completely unconventional teaser. I like both these teams, but just to be safe, I want to tease both. I'm going to tease the Ravens from -4.5 to +1.5. They actually have a tendency to lose 1-point games lately, so I feel good about this one. Deontay Johnson is on the COVID list. If he can't go, Ben basically throws every target to him. He was out one game. They scored 10 points. Coming off of that, you know, emotional home win, I don't think they're going to have much left in the tank. I really like the Ravens. The Ravens are actually getting healthier aside from Lamar Jackson. So I like the Ravens at +1.5. And then I'm going to take the Dolphins. I'm not going to get in the middle of Kelce as an RJ's showdown, but two things really jump out about the Dolphins, at least being competitive with Brian Flores. The Dolphins as home dogs in December or January, 8-1 against the spread the last 9 times, and 3-1 against the Patriots in that scenario. And also Mac Jones against the blitz. The Dolphins blitz at the highest rate, and he has struggled against the blitz. It's been his one flaw this year in a great rookie season. So give me the Dolphins +12, the Ravens +1.5. I know it is not optimal teaser strategy, but it's week 18, and that's what I'm rolling with.
There is no optimal any strategy when it comes to week 18, but low key, Maestro, you may have set off something in the chat that we just can't put back in the bottle. So you just very kind of just glossed over the fact that Kelce baited our man RJ White into a showdown on our mega preview the other day. Chad has been trying to do that for a couple of months. And now Chad apparently wasn't watching it live. So now he is feeling some kind of way that Kelce has a showdown with the man himself. Oh, Chad, Kelce is so far ahead of you when it comes to the game. She's a savage. She's also giving 10. So there's that too. Oh, RJ's teaching her a little lesson, and I like it. All right, we're up against it. Grab. Oh, no. I did forget one thing today, didn't I? Yes, you did, Coach. Sometimes I call myself in the third person when I'm talking to myself. All right, we got one play from the side today, courtesy of Mad Max and the Thunderdome. College Hoops, Cleveland State, -7.5 over Robert Morris. It's a 7 p.m. Eastern tip. This is a fade of the Colonials if I ever saw one. Their last 12 games, 2-10 straight up. 2-10 against the spread. Yeah, that's all I need to know. I'll take Cleveland State -7.5. Now, we are up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it is glorious. M squared, Georgetown +2.5 in college basketball. Also staying right there, Xavier -5. Then the Maestro, a little teaser in the NFL. Ravens +1.5. Dolphins all the way up to +12. Remember, though, any bet you make this weekend, check out the motivation, check out Omega Preview, and we'll have multiple shows on Sunday. Just be very, very careful. And from the side, I just gave it to you, Cleveland State -7.5. The gem today, we're going to get right back on the horse, +406. Let's go Hurricanes money line, Capitals money line, and then we're going to go Lakers money line, playing inspired basketball. Is that LeBron James crew out here is starting to get their mojo back going. A quick reminder, 2 p.m. Eastern this afternoon, our weekly NFL prop special live right here on this YouTube channel. All right, there's only one thing left to do, and you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, M Square, J Smooth, the Maestro, and of course the jeweler puts it all together here at the brand. I am the coach every single day. We grind some better than others, but we grind for you at the early edge. Good luck.